are about to listen to the Chamber Talk podcast brought to you by Lighthouse Studios. Lighthouse Studios is your professional podcast recording studio in the Antelope Valley. If your organization would like to produce a podcast like this one, just visit lighthousestudiosav.com/podcast to learn more.
Good morning. Welcome to our Antelope Valley Chamber of Commerce podcast. Our guest today is Just Try It. We have Abby and Kara here with us. In this segment, we will learn who's Just Try It, the services that they offer to our community. So Abby and Kara, welcome. Welcome to our Chamber podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So how did Just Try It come together?
So our founder, Magali Castile, her inspiration behind Just Try It was her own life that she lived as a young single mother, just out of an abusive relationship, looking for help, as well as growing up surrounded by alcohol and in an abusive household, and as a minority and also a woman. Wow. During her adolescence, it was harder for her to find proper resources. And she wanted to pretty much change her life. And it wasn't until she came across a counselor who walked her through her whole schooling career, which fast forward to now, she has been a passionate and successful teacher for over 25 years. And from that act of kindness from her counselor, she has found this need to help and support the community. And here we are now with the same passion supporting our founder.
Wow, what an amazing story. Thank you, Magali, if she's listening to us. I'm sure she is.
Yes.
You know, just turning her experience, turn around and just doing something about it, right? She saw the need. She saw that there was no resources here in our community for situations like hers where you're in an abusive relationship and, you know, especially, you know, no resources, you don't know where to go to.
Exactly.
Right? So I'm just so blown away with her story, and to know that she just didn't, you know, look the other way. She wanted to do something about it and offer this resources to our community. I think that is great. So what is the hope or problem that you're trying to solve when you created Just Try It?
So the main problem that we're trying to solve is that we know there's a lot of young people in our community who don't have the resources or don't know where to go. And we just want them to know that we're here to help and be a safe space for them. We want to inspire others not to give up, because there's so many great things that come with finding help, working hard for yourself and for your family being one of the main things. There's a lot of people who end up in the system and homeless because of their circumstances and situations. And we feel like we really want to show them what the benefits of them stepping out of their comfort zone and working hard could be for them. With that being said, we're right now hoping more than anything that we can start to help young moms, and teens and young adults in any ways that we can, because there are just so many of them that we know that need help.
Now, so you said, you know, the young people, they don't know where to go.
Right.
Right. So where can they reach to Just Try It so they can learn more in detail about the services that you offer?
So they can reach us by phone at 661-998-3896. And they can also reach us at our email, which is admin@jtiorganization.com. And they can also reach us at Instagram, which is justtryit_AV. That is where we are most active on. And we have already had a few people reach us on Instagram, which is very good about today in modern world and everything like that.
You know what? You're right on. You know, Instagram is used a lot by the young people, yeah, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. And they connect. And, yeah. You know, that's amazing that you're reaching out to our teen because, you know, our youth are the ones that are going to be our future leaders. Yes. So I'm very passionate about the youth, you know, about investing and just educating and offering the services to them and letting them know where they could go, because you know, when you're young, you don't know, right? You think exactly. You know, but you don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you think that you know it all, but we don't, right? We're just growing up and trying to navigate and trying to swim, you know, to get through life.
Exactly.
You know, and things happen in life, right? So what makes you so passionate about Just Try It?
Well, the main thing is, especially here in our valley, we see how much our community needs help. I mean, it's right in front of our eyes. And we have come across a couple circumstances that we have been able to help in that have really opened up our eyes to how doing something like Just Try It can have a positive impact on our community. So an example is, we personally had a friend going through some problems with addiction. He was really just at a loss with where to go or what to do, and was really, really struggling, had not a lot of support throughout his journey with addiction, I would say. And we firsthand were able to see the way that it affected him and his family before we became Just Try It. And he actually reached out to our founder because she was a close family friend of his.
Wow.
And said that he needed help and really didn't know where else to turn to. And we were able to help him find the resource. And once he got the help, he was able to get back on his feet and turn to a healthier lifestyle within only 6 months.
Wow.
Which is really incredible and just holds a really special place in our heart that we were able to help him with that, because a lot of people that turn to addiction, they don't get the opportunity to change and they don't have somewhere to turn to. So knowing that someone that we knew personally was such a safe space for someone struggling with something so horrible, and we were able to turn that around, was such a big deal. And a little bit more about Just Try It is, we like to do our research, and we actually came across an article which we will share on our Instagram and website. Palmdale Regional Medical Center, 70% of the people that they take in are there because of addiction and are there because of drugs. One third of that 70% struggles with addiction to cocaine, and two thirds of that 70% struggles with addiction with meth. So we are really seeing, I mean, firsthand right now, this is going on today, every day in our current generation, of young people. They are struggling with addiction, and it's showing in the numbers in the hospitals here in our valley. And again, because we're seeing that firsthand, we just know that there's something that we can do to help.
You know, it's right behind our back door. Right? Unfortunately, right? There is a problem. There is a need for help, you know, especially in the, it could be adults, you know, as well, but we see it a lot. I mean, the numbers show, you know, the addiction problem that we have here in the Antelope Valley, you know, and I can't thank you enough for, you know, doing something about it, right? You're not just reading about it, but you're doing something about it. You know, you're offering services, you're offering programs, you're offering, you know, a safe place for those people that need help, that, you know, are struggling with this addiction, you know, and it's sad. It is, because, you know, it steals their life. I mean, it's devastating, not only to the person that's using drugs, but to the family and their members and everybody around them, you know. So, you know, I've seen a couple of, throughout my life, seen a couple of people go through that, and it's horrible,
you know, right?
So thank you for what you're doing in our community. you know, it's great, you know, offering the help. And then just to hear about that success story, you know, I think is very encouraging. You know, even though we know this, we don't know this person, right? It's great that somebody was able to turn their life around in such a short time, 6 months.
Yes.
That says something about your services,
right?
You know, for them to be able to turn around in such a short time. So what workshops or classes do you have that are coming up?
So right now, something that we have coming up that's really special that we want to talk about is that we are going to be dropping boxes at other local small businesses. We do not have our exact locations yet, but if you go on our Instagram, which is just try it _AV, we're going to be posting the locations within the next week. We are going to be doing a drive for teen moms, young moms, and single moms. And we're going to have boxes of donations for them, such as diapers and baby wipes and baby bottles, any essential needs that they need for their little ones. That is the main thing that we have coming up that we're so excited about, because we're looking for specific groups that we can specialize in helping with each thing that we do. And this is going to be our first big thing that we do is the baby drives. But a lot of other services that we are providing is we are helping find a rehabilitation center for anyone who is open to rehab. We are helping find people jobs, specifically if you're... Thank you so much. If they are in the system or are without a home right now, we're helping them to find a job that is open to hiring. We're assisting them in actually practicing for their job interviews. We are helping find a therapist for anyone, a therapist or counselor for anyone who has some trauma that they're going through and want to work through. We're helping to find that. We are helping providing with DMV services. So if you don't have your driver's license or if you've never taken the driver's courses, we want to help with those who don't know how to do that. We want to connect with extracurricular programs such as sports or hobbies. So if they come to us and they're looking for something to do, especially our young ones, our teens, who don't have anything extracurricular that they can pay for right now, we want to help them find somewhere that they can go that they can still partake in the things that they enjoy doing. We're also specializing in helping, again, young women who are expecting or young mothers or single mothers. And that's what our big drive coming up is targeting, which I'm super excited about. We're helping to find healthcare resources and so many more things. Honestly, our resources are so limitless because we want to help with anything we possibly can. So if someone comes to us and needs a resource that we don't have listed, we are still open to finding it for them. We like to think of ourselves as people with limitless resources. So,
wow, that's great. Kara, can you elaborate a little bit more about the job interviews? What does that look like? What do you guys do with that?
So we would be sitting down with the individual who tells us their interest with the job that they want to go for.
So what does that look like? Do they come in and you guys sit with them?
Yes. Prepare? So we would be sitting with them and talking over what their interests are and finding a job that is hiring within those interests. We know that people have all kinds of different interests in different industries. The beauty industry, I mean, maybe someone has an interest in the food industry.
Wow.
Et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on, right? People have so many different interests. But we want to help them get an interview. So we're going to help them create a resume, help them drop the resume off to the locations that they are looking at applying. And once they get that interview, we want to sit down and talk with them and help them to prepare for the interview, which is going to look like having a conversation with them as if we are the interviewer and getting them ready for what people say in interviews. I know when I had my first job, I had no idea what I was going to say during an interview. You just literally have no clue, especially when you're super young. You could be between the age of 16 and 18, and if you're getting your first job,
Like, what do you talk about, right?
Yeah. And especially if people don't have, especially if the people in our community don't have someone, like a higher person in their life who will walk them through the steps of what it likes to get, or what it is like to get a job. We want to be that resource that helps them to be prepared for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One of our next goal is to also go. There's a lot of places that are hiring. A lot of places.
Yes.
And a lot of it is in the fast food industry as well, or at markets or things like that. So right. One of our goals is to actually get familiar or get to know the hiring manager. Go to the hiring manager and say, hey, look, we're part of this. We have this nonprofit organization. One of our goals is to help people find jobs. So if I have someone that wants to work for this certain business, will you at least give them a chance, an interview, an opportunity? Yeah. Wow. So that's one of our next goals, to talk to a hiring manager, you know, get to know them a little bit. So if someone comes to us and they tell us, I want a job, I don't know where, I just want to work, we can tell them, oh, look, I know this person's hiring. Is that something you're interested in? So that's just one of our goals that we're really excited about too.
That's a great goal. I'm going to tell you, we, the Antelope Valley Chamber of Commerce, we hear all the time that, you know, businesses are short staff, you know, they need bodies. Yeah. And you see all the signs, you know, not hiring, right? So, I would love to connect with you more and kind of connect you with those organizations, you know, because we're always out and about, you know, we serve as the small business community, and we get to meet those managers, you know, from Strauss, from Kaiser, you know, all of them, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely, you know, I'm very excited about your goal.
Thank you.
I think it's amazing. I think it's going to do great. I really think that you're going to get a lot of support from our community. And I can't wait. So is there anything else that you wanted to share with us?
I would. So because we are a nonprofit, we are based on donations, but we are also based on support, any support that we can get.
Yeah.
So just by
sharing us
on Instagram or telling people about us, that's already a super big help for us, and being able to get our name out there, and anyone that needs us, like, just word of mouth is the best thing that anyone can do for us. Sharing us, anything. We need all the support we can, because we want to support other people as well that need us.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, going back to the thing that you're going to be doing, dropping boxes to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so does that look like, you know, they do, we do out here the toy drive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that what?
It's very similar.
Similar to that?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
So I'm so excited. We actually have at least three businesses that have agreed to partner with us in dropping. We are going to have, basically it's going to look like a big box that's got all baby decorations on it. And over the span of, I think we decided 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
We decided on 2 weeks that we're going to leave these boxes up in the small businesses.
Wow.
And people, members of these small businesses, for an example, one of the businesses that agreed to partner with us is a gym. So all of the members will be able to see our sign and see our box and come and drop stuff off. Mm-hmm. But the reason we're going to have multiple businesses is because we know that there are multiple parts of the town, places that are just closer in reach for people. And we want people to have a place near them where they can donate for our first group of people that we're going to be helping. So we're really excited.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to see that.
Thank you.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great event. And I know that you'll have a lot of small businesses we could connect you to you know, put a box and stuff like that. So it could be a success, you know.
Awesome. Thank you.
Because, you know, ultimately it goes back to our community, right?
Exactly.
And it's an investment in our community and the youth. So
yeah.
I'm very excited about that. So again, you know, if you want to get in contact with Just Try It, you could do it on Instagram. Yeah. It's Just Try It _AV.
Correct.
Or by phone at 661-998-3896.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, reach out to them. I mean, they have so many resources to offer, you know, to our community, to the youth. So if you're struggling, you know, with addiction, or you want to learn how to do an interview, how to knock out that interview at your next, right? Yeah. For your next job, just reach out to them and they'll be more than happy to help you.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's even just that, it's great.
Thank you. Because I remember when
I applied for my first job, you know, it was very, I didn't know. I had not had a previous job history.
Right, exactly.
So what do you talk about, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I could give you my commitment that I could, you know, somehow get involved with you because, you know, I was a human resource manager for Circuit City for many years. So I conducted a lot of those interviews. So, you know, I know the questions that they ask and what they're looking for, right? So I always thought of coaching, you know, those young people that might be going for the very first interview.
Yeah.
Like, how do you dress? You know, how do you want to dress, right? Your appearance, you know, it speaks volume, right? Yeah. And how do you want to shake the hand, right?
Yes.
Eye contact, right? Yeah. Like, what do you take with you? What don't you take with you?
Yes.
You know, even a small tip as arriving, you know, 10 minutes before the interview, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then doing a follow-up, you know, after the interview with a little thank you note makes a big difference, right?
For so sure. I actually have just a quick story to share about some interview help. Is I have a person in my life that was looking for a job in the aerospace industry because he wanted to do that for his career. He went to school for something else, decided that it just wasn't what he wanted to do anymore, and got really passionate about aerospace and had been putting in applications for places like Northrop and Lockheed and Edwards Air Force Base for probably well over a year. He had put in applications every single month, at least 6 to 10 every single month. And occasionally he would hear back, but it wouldn't go anywhere, no interview. He finally secured an interview at Edwards Air Force Base, and I gave him a talk about just a bunch of different tips on what to say that makes it known to the person interviewing you that you're eager for the job, that you're excited, that you're ready to work, without making it seem like you hate your current circumstances. You know, you want them to know that you're eager without talking anything badly about any previous jobs or where you're at right now. You want to get them excited for you as an employee. And with his first interview at an aerospace job, he secured that job. So it's super, super exciting. And I think that there's a lot of tips that people don't know about when it comes to getting a job that can be super beneficial. And so we're excited to help people with that for sure.
Wow, that's exciting, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's I mean, when you're going to an interview, you know, it's the first time they ever meet you. They never met you before,
right?
So you only have such a short time to make a big impact on the person that's interviewing you.
Yes.
So that's great that you do that. That's a great success story. And I can't wait to see those. But anyways, I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for being our guest. And we hope to connect and see you more often.
Thank you so much for having us.
We want to thank you for joining us today. This is the Antelope Valley Chamber Podcast. If you would like to be our guest, please reach out to us at 661-948-4518. We would love to have you as our guest. You have an amazing day.